Not sure how many did you change. I think no, their name's J A D Y N. Last name is T H I B O D E A U X. Birth date 5/20/10. Dictation 7/2. Patient seen with complaints of left ear pain times 2 days. She felt like was draining, but was blood. Can't hear at all from it. Vital signs within normal limits. Some mutations up to date. Renal allergies. Current medications none. Medical history negative. Surgical history negative. Present illness. Complaints of left ear pain with draining last night with increased pain this morning with blood noted on Q-tips placed in left ear. Present times 3 days. Post-swimming. The symptoms not contributory. Past medical history. Eventful social family history. Not contributory. Physical exam. Patient in mild distress. And eyes, ears, and nose and throat. Tenderness to left pina, P-I-N-N-A, and trachus, T-R-A-C-H-U-S, with cerumen, external auditory canal, with inflammation, minimal visualization of tympanic membrane, remainder of head, eyes, ears, and throat, nose, throat exam to normal limits. Neck supple without masses or adenopathy, chest straight ossification, percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, bowel sounds normal active, extremities negative for tenderness, restricted range of motion, skin without rashes or lesion, neuropsychiatric evaluation within normal limits. Just a minute. Clinical impression, left otitis media with bleeding secondary to trauma. I'm not sure if we got this. Impression, left otitis media with a trace bleeding secondary to trauma from Q-tip without evidence of perforated tympanic membrane. A patient was given prescription for Ciprodex to apply as prescribed. Vitus did not give water in left ear. And for follow-up in 1 week for further evaluation, patient's mother stays patient going to stay with father. Can get ear rechecked there. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.